All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Goffman. We got a great show lined up tonight, so why don't we get to it? We'll start with the carryout. Here are today's top stories. It's always a good day in Washington when everyone's focused on figuring out what bilateral trade deficits mean. President Trump slamming Germany for running up a deficit, although that's different than like when your grandma borrows gas money and she doesn't pay it back. That's a different kind of deficit. No, this is about how much we trade and how much they are. And according to a lot of economists, seriously, not a big deal and not worth our time to talk about. So there's that. But to be fair, doesn't Germany still owe the world a ton, really, when we think about it? So I'm with Trump on this one. Germany, pay up. President Trump's also urging the Senate to once again blow up the rules and go simple majority vote for health care and tax cuts like they did with the Supreme Court nominations. But the head scratcher here is that the GOP has the votes to already pass both bills, but they can't get consensus in their own party. So it's not about the Democrats this time. But it's more fun if it is, right? Al Franken, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders. I mean, they're such a lovable group of losers. So cuddly, so ineffectual. Oh, you want to take them home? It's a fun day when we get to play war games in the ocean, right? Our military did a test that intercepted a ballistic missile to prove that we have the capabilities to stop said missiles, which brings me to a finer point. This is new? Am I the first person to think that maybe we already had this in place? I could have worn it. I swore I watched a lot of sci-fi when I was young where we had the ability to block or destroy missiles. And what, we didn't finish the Star Wars anti-missile program in the 80s? I know Congress probably said no, but that's never stopped the military before. I can't be the only one that thinks this is new, right? So now are we good? There's no way that a bright-eyed Matthew Broderick can hijack our nuclear weapon system right under Dabney Coleman's nose? No War Games reference? Come on, guys. In Springfield, we're a day away from another session gone by without a budget. The House has both the spending and the tax hike in their hands. Will they move it through, change it, flip it, and reverse it? Find out how much they have to work for it? It's a Missy Elliott. But hey, they did pass a bill that would sell the Thompson Center. So, huh? Life's looking up. It really is. In local media, Wednesday's the deadline for bids for the Sun-Times. If I had the money, I'd wait. For anyone who knows pledge drives, the closer you get to the deadline, the more swag gets thrown in. Totes, mugs, maybe get Sneed to wash your car. Although there are some new bids on the horizon. The bids are anonymous, but I'm guessing it's the Relcon apartment guide. They could be a bigger bidder because they need the bigger newspaper box. They're always on the end. They're super small, right? They're a little red one. They want the big blue one. Google Trends just put out a new report on the most misspelled words for every state in the union. For Illinois, it's the word appreciate. What? We can't spell appreciate? That's bogus. Well, I can spell A-P-R-E-S-H-A-T. Appreciate. Oh my God, what happened? I just blacked out. I don't know when it just came over. I just started to speak Illinois. In Indiana, the word is hallelujah. Used in a sentence, hallelujah, we don't have to cater this gay wedding. In weather, I thought it was supposed to rain all weekend. I'm starting to question this whole weather prediction thing, right? There might be some flaws in it. In sports, the Cubs got swept over the weekend and lost again in San Diego yesterday. After the homestand, they were in first place. Now, they're in third, 25-25 on the season. The silver lining? Yeah, well, they won the World Series last year, so. What seems to be slowing the Cubs down? It's not injuries. For the most part, the starters are in the lineup, but the starting pitching has been questionable. And they're just not hitting. They're just what's the new set? Timely hitting. That's the new thing. It used to be just they're not hitting. Now they're not hitting in a timely fashion, which I would just assume all of baseball's timely. Anyway, the Cubs play the Padres tonight in San Diego. Who's on this Padres team these days? Will Myers. I know him, right? Then who? Gary Templeton. Is he still? Craig Nettles? Is Terry Kennedy still catching? Benito Santiago in the building? On the South Side, after a lousy West Coast trip of their own, the Sox have returned home to take 3 of 4 from the Tigers, and it hopscotched them into third place. Then they beat the Red Sox and David Price yesterday to climb back, be 3 games behind the Indians and the Twins, 2 games under 500. How about it? Tonight, the game everyone's been waiting for, or not, Hide the scissors. Return of Chris Sale to the South Side. No word if he yelled at Kenny Williams just for fun. You know what I want to do one more time? Go yell at management. The Red Sox are three back in the East. If you think about it, on May 30th last year, the Sox were coming off a seven-game losing streak. And we're only two games above 500. So a four-game swing without Chris Sale. Not bad. I'd do that trade any day. The Sox should just bring up Moncada tonight just to bat against Sale. And then send him back down tomorrow. Just for the fans. Just for the blood sport feel. That's what we want. The Bears are back at Halas Hall with OTAs. More injuries. Mark Sanchez hurt his knee. What? Nine contact by throwing? That's like fumbling the ball off a butt. Anyway, he's going to miss the rest of the offseason workouts back for training camp. The Bears signed Victor Cruz, so they released Connor Shaw today. Bummer, who we're going to argue with. Who are we going to argue with our uncles at Thanksgiving about? Why don't they give this Connor Shaw guy a chance? Uncle Joe, that's not the answer. They need to draft a guy. Nah, what they need to do is go after this Kaepernick guy. That's a quarterback. And he seems like a good guy, too. A real American patriot. Did I tell you this conversation was from 2014? I don't ever have a dating issue when I could do flashbacks. But then the news came out when Mark Sanchez got hurt. The Bears rescinded the waiver move and Connor Shaw is back. Did you hear that, Uncle Joe? Nah, he's a bum. They should go for Tony Romo. Romo! And in the Stanley Cup final, the Penguins beat the Predators in game one, even though the Penguins didn't have a shot on goal the entire second period. And still, they ended up with five goals. Now, that's the Predators team we know and love, right? Good to know they're coming down to earth when it counts. Come on, Nashville, put down the fiddles and the hot chicken and play like you belong, all right, for us. And finally tonight, Tiger Woods got a DUI this weekend with a bunch of other stuff in his system, too. Back surgery. Doesn't this guy have a driver, at least a caddy who has a license? But now word comes out that his troubles may impact the renovations of a Southside golf course that he was involved in, although I'm assuming DUIs go hand in hand with former golfers, right? I mean, isn't drinking half of the game? You hit a ball, you drink. You put a tee in the ground, you drink. You drink, then you drink. But still, hard to watch the downfall of one of the premier golfers of our time. And you know what? Hey, we're rooting for you, Tiger. That's the carryout for May 30th, 2017. Hey, we've got new punch cards. Order 10 pizzas. We'll give you the 11th for half. I mean, you get a half a pizza. It's just somebody else's leftovers. Our gift to you. Sox fans, Chris Sale's already given up two singles. Not runs, singles. Sorry to tease everybody. Got a chance. He's struggling in the first inning. Classic Sale. It's a download. We got more coming up. Stay with us.